Roast Beef Medium by Edna Ferber. Foreword. Roast Beef Medium is not only a food, it is a philosophy. Seated at life's dining table, with a menu of morals before you, your eye wanders a bit over the entrees, the hors d'oeuvres, and the things a la, though you know that Roast Beef Medium is safe and sane and sure, it agrees with you. As you hesitate, there sounds in your ear a soft and insinuating voice. "You'll find the tongue and aspic very nice today," purrs the voice. "May I recommend the chicken pie, country style? Perhaps you'd relish something light and tempting, eggs benedictine, very fine, or some flaked crab meat, perhaps, with a special Russian sauce." Roast Beef Medium. How unimaginative it sounds. How prosaic and dry. You cast the thought of it aside with the contempt that it deserves, and you assume a fine air of the epicure as you order. There are set before you things encased in pastry, things in frilly paper trousers, things that prick the tongue, sauces that pique the palate. There are strange vegetable garnishings cunningly cut. This is not only food, these are viands. "Everything satisfactory?" inquires the insinuating voice. "Yes," you say, and take a hasty sip of water. "That paprika has burned your tongue. Yes, check, please." You eye the score, appalled. "Look here, aren't you overcharging?" "Our regular price." And you catch a sneer beneath the smugness of the voice. "It is what everyone pays, sir." You reach deep, deep into your pocket, and you pay. And you rise and go, full, but not fed. And later, as you take your fifth moral pepsin tablet, you say, "Fool and fool and fool." When next we dine, we are not tempted by the voice. We are wary of weird sauces. We shun the cunning aspics. We look about at our neighbor's table. He is eating of things French and Russian and Hungarian, of food garnished and garish and greasy, and with a little sigh of content and resignation, we settle down to our Roast Beef Medium. End of foreword. Chapter 1. Roast Beef Medium. There is a journey compared to which the travels of Bunyan's hero were a summer evening stroll. The pilgrims by whom this forced march is taken belong to a malign fraternity and are known as traveling men. Sample case in hand, trunk key in pocket, cigar in mouth, brown derby atilt at an angle of 90, each young and untried traveler starts on his journey down that road which leads through morasses of chicken a la Creole, over greasy mountains of queen fritters made doubly perilous by slippery glaciers of rum sauce, into formidable jungles of breaded veal chops threaded by sanguine and deadly streams of tomato gravy, past sluggish mires of dreadful things en casserole, over hills of corned beef hash, across shaking quagmires of veal glacé, plunging into sloughs of slaw, until, haggard, weary, digestion shattered, complexion gone, he reaches the safe haven of Roast Beef Medium. Once there, he never again strays, although the pompadoured, white-aproned siren sings songs in his ears the praises of Irish stew and pork with apple sauce. Emma McChesney was eating her solitary supper at the Burger House at Three Rivers, Michigan. She had arrived at the Roast Beef Haven many years before. She knew the digestive perils of a small-town hotel dining room, as a guide on the snow-covered mountain knows each treacherous pitfall and chasm. 10 years on the road had taught her to recognize the deadly snare that lurks in the seemingly calm bosom of minced chicken with cream sauce. Not for her, the impenetrable mysteries of a hamburger and onions. It had been a struggle, brief but terrible, from which Emma McChesney had emerged triumphant, her complexion and figure saved. No more metaphor. On with the story which left Emma at her safe and solitary supper. She had the last number of the Dry Goods Review propped up against the vinegar cruet and the Worcestershire and the salt.